Ninibushu and Anishinaabe education. We were given such precious gifts that were passed down from generation to generation. We talk about the wigwam, the birch back canoe, the sacred wampum, the dog sled, and we are talking about all these things Ninibushu gave us. How come we don't use them now? I think that the only reason we don't is that we are accustomed to the lifestyle we have now. In every discipline of science all over the world, they are saying the same thing, that we are just using too much and taking too much. I think that Ninibushu still has a lot to offer to our people. I think that the stories of our elders, they're very important. They hold a lot of meaning. Not just the stories, but my grandpa used to say, I used to walk to Elliott Lake. I used to go to Bark Lake. We used to travel there by canoe. You should do that. Yes, let's do that. It's what the elders say. We have to do what they say. I was at a meeting the other day, and they talked about education and how to make an Anishinaabe education and curriculum. It was a very complicated meeting. Like, my mind was puzzled. I couldn't understand what they were saying because it was too complicated. You know, the words were too big, and I was lost. I couldn't just get in there to do the work that was needed, and I felt bad because they were fighting. Finally, they said, "Can you speak? Can you say something?" I said, "Well, I don't understand the papers or all the lingo because all I have is a grade 5 education, so I can't possibly know. But I think the highest form of education we can give our young people is on the land and completely 100% immersed in the language. I think that's the highest form of education we can give our people. I don't know what's stronger than that in my mind and in my heart. And I think that Ninibushu gave us the blueprint. I think that Ninibushu gave us the roadmap to how to live. Everything is coded in those stories. I think we need to know, and I think we need to bring that to life and take a risk and venture back into the forests again. I think the place where there is a rabbit, the pictograph there, maybe I'll go there and put some tobacco there and ask a question. Let's say Ninibushu is in there, in that cave. And if I was going to ask a question, I won't ask to live forever. I would probably ask, what can we do as Anishinaabe people? How can Anishinaabe do the things right again to get back to how we were or how we survive in the future? I'll ask a question like that because, you know what? Those are big questions. And a lot of people don't know what's happening or what the future will hold. But again, I think there are things out there that can give us those answers. And of course, Ninibushu would be one of them.